Tip Today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. Your Peugeot car or van might benefit from a free software upgrade. For more information and to find out if this applies to your vehicle, call the lads in Slattery's Garage, puck on 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.
Good morning, Maha. Good, Pat, and welcome back to the second hour of Tip Today. You know, maybe I'm just grumpy today or something. Look, as you might have guessed over the last few years, if you've been a loyal listener to the show, I'm very fond of all things around Irish culture, whether it's music or literature or dance or poetry or language or whatever. But would you please explain to me, what is the point of doing an advert encouraging people to get screened for bowel cancer, Oscailge? What is the point of doing that? Surely the object of encouraging people to be screened is to get to as many people as possible. And the moment you put it Oscailge, you're immediately, cutting out a lot of people who can't speak the language. I just wonder about these things. Anyway, 083-311-3311. Lots of people on to us agreeing completely with George and Al, my two previous guests on the programme. One person saying, I agree with the gentleman regarding the way the GAA have handled not handled, entry into the games for young and old, and also about GAA Go. In my personal protest to the new system of payment to games, I've stopped supporting my local GAA lotto, and I will not be renewing my subscription to the annual GAA draw. Absolutely disgusting behaviour from the Grab All Association, says one of our listeners today. 083-311-3311. Now, almost 1 year ago, a 17-year-old boy was attacked by a gang of teenagers while sitting with his girlfriend on a wall in a Clonmel car park. And yesterday, I met with his parents, Noreen and Gerard, at the spot where he was viciously assaulted. And Gerard began by telling me about that fateful day.
Just nearly on 12 months ago, my son was seriously assaulted by what I can say is between 6 to 9 local thugs that knocked my son unconscious and kept kicking and beating the head off him, stabbed him on the hands. And we're just 12 months into the situation and we have heard absolutely nothing back from the local guards about how serious the incident was. And I know similar incidents have happened up the country in the last couple of weeks, vicious assaults on young men as well. And the response has been a lot faster than what we've witnessed. And it's not for the fact of not ringing to find out what's happening on our son's case. There's just no information coming forward to us.
Maureen, will you just go back to that fateful day? Your son was here with his girlfriend, sitting on this wall that we're hearing
now. Yeah, he was, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me about that. He was minding his own business.
Minding his own business, sat on the wall, had McDonald's, and nine of these came around him. One particular young fella had a knife, and our son was more concerned about that. So he was knocked unconscious from the opposite side by another particular boy in the gang.
Right. Did he know some of the people involved?
Only three of them.
How badly hurt was he?
Oh, he was knocked unconscious. He had shoe prints on his head. He had slash wounds on his hands. They kicked him so much into the jaw, his teeth, and he couldn't eat for a few days. His teeth were kind of rattling and sore. And that's how bad it was, yeah.
How has he dealt with this afterwards? I mean, the trauma of that must be considerable.
He's strong, but yeah. it's just horrendous. He's very strong.
He is. Is it very hard to understand why something hasn't been done about this?
Yeah, it is. Particularly when there is CCTV right where he was sitting, and we were told that it wasn't working on the day, so we're just waiting to see.
I'm turning around now, I'm looking at the CCTV that you're talking about. You're finding it hard to understand because you were told that wasn't working?
Yeah, it wasn't working, but you have to understand the cameras do have to be working to get in because it takes a picture of your number plate.
Right.
And where our son was sitting, there's a number plate recognition camera there and there's two behind him, so... Right. We were just told it wasn't working. It was being down for maintenance on that particular day.
If the film from the camera could be harvested, it would make all the difference in this case.
Absolutely, Fran, 100%. And not only that, if they say the cameras behind us weren't working, there's cameras less than 50 metres away from us that would identify every one of them that were in that gang down at a corner shop there.
Obviously, you went to the Gardaí about this. What's the response been like?
Poor to absolutely nothing as regards our response. It's like we have to keep ringing them. We rang more times and they contact us back and we've heard absolutely nothing.
Now, there was very good reason to arrest them because it wasn't just your son. I mean, there were other attacks perpetrated by this particular gang.
Absolutely. A few weeks later, a friend of our son's was attacked down outside Market Street there, and again by the same gang, and severely beaten. Another lad in a school locally had to have his jaw wired up, couldn't eat or drink, had to chew a straw for the best part of a month. And another vicious attack by the same group.
Noreen, tell me about the video that you showed me just a few moments ago on your phone, because I find this very hard to believe. The incident with your son was recorded.
Yeah. With a camera phone.
Who recorded it?
We don't know. But one of the boys that was in the gang recorded it and put it up on Snapchat. Yeah.
For approval from people as to...
Probably, yeah, just, yeah.
What was it like for you to watch? Because I found it sickening to watch.
I couldn't watch it for a long time. I couldn't. I had it on my phone for ages and I just couldn't. I couldn't watch it, no.
So can you believe that these guys would put this up as some form of entertainment?
Obviously, when they're getting away with it, they're going to keep putting it up and saying, why weren't we big that we've done it? Yeah.
What do you make of it all now? That, I mean, we've discussed the response from the Gardaí, we've discussed the lack of footage from the CCTV, we've seen the videos. What are you making of it now, Noreen?
It goes away and it comes back, but the incident that happened with that poor boy up the country again,
that triggered it again.
Yeah, it just brings everything back again, and I'm sure it does for our son as well.
Both incidents, they look kind of similar.
The response of the country was immediate.
Spoken about in the Doyle, spoken about on radio and TV everywhere.
Yeah, our son, the only difference is our son didn't get his teeth knocked out, but he was obviously close enough to it when they had kicked him in the jaw that his teeth were nerve, whatever, damaged to his jaw. But it is horrendous, absolutely horrendous.
Gerard, will you take me back to the aftermath again? Because you got a call, you made your way here.
I did, Fran. I'd say within 5 minutes of my son ringing me, we were down here and there was mayhem at that stage. There was, the ambulance was here, the guards were here trying to take some bit of a statement off our son, but he was very dizzy, confused. It's like he was somewhere else. We could barely get words out of his mouth as to what had happened. He wasn't even sure himself what had happened, only that his girlfriend told us what had happened.
Noreen, there's something else that strikes me while we're recording here, and I'm sure listeners can hear as well in the background. This is a busy enough area.
It is,
there's cars coming and going here. What about witnesses?
Our son's girlfriend was an only witness, but I must actually praise the boys in the halal shop. Yeah. Two of the boys had come out. And Keen is not too sure whether they, when it was over or did they stop it, but the two boys were absolutely, oh my God, they were just brilliant with him. They gave him, got a first aid kit and wiped his blood, and two from the halal shop in the corner. So we don't know. We don't know who's, well, it's witness enough that it's on a video.
There's no doubt in my mind, this, and the last thing I want to do is upset you both, but this could have been absolutely fatal.
Could have been horrendous, yeah.
Couldn't it?
Yeah, could, yeah. Could yeah. Be. One slapped the wrong way and we could have been bearing keen within a week.
What do you know about this so-called gang? I mean, I know what you want to call them, Gerard, but I mean, what do we know about them? Have they broken up? What happened?
Oh, they've run and ruled this town and are doing it with the last 2 years. You know, even for young boys, young girls coming into the town, it's just not safe for them to be even in the town. And many parents know that because, you know, just even the loss to the economy of this town every Saturday, every weekend, whatever, where young lads, boys and girls have 5-10 euros in their pocket to come down and spend wherever they want to spend it. That's not happening. People, parents see the thuggery that's been left roam this town at will, and these type of acts that they're doing at random and still getting away with it. This, our son is not the first. There's been multiple cases of
attack. So are you saying to me that there's still elements of this gang, still at large, and still behaving in this fashion?
Absolutely, yeah. There's
you've no doubt about it?
I can still see him roaming this town, can you?
And are people living in fear of them?
Absolutely, yeah. There's many young lads won't venture down this town because of these thugs. It's very frustrating, Fran, yeah. It's very frustrating, yeah. It shouldn't take this length of time. We would have expected a response very similar to what happened up the country. And no, 12 months on, nearly 12 months on, and we have zero.
But as you say, this incident up the country, during the last week, it's the very same incident, shoe marks, slash wounds on his hands.
You showed me the photograph. I mean, we can see plainly the shoe mark or on his head.
Yeah. So he's doing good.
A harrowing story indeed from the family of that young man. What do you make of that? What are you thinking about when you hear that story? 083 311 3311.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.